In Northwest news from KPLU, neighbors in the Greenwood area of Seattle spent the day Wednesday in shock after an early morning natural gas explosion. KPLU's Monica Spain visited the area that is closed for business as fire investigators try to figure out what went wrong.
Sarah Cohn stands with her umbrella, a baby on her back, and her toddlers in the stroller.
He's wearing his little firefighter uniform because he wants to help, and he's like really concerned that the coffee shop is not there, which he's such a little Seattle kid. He's like, the coffee shop is gone.
They're in disbelief because their life revolves around the main drag where three businesses were obliterated and many others are damaged. It's a neighborhood where people have everything they need in walking distance. Marjorie Jones works across the street from the blast site. She couldn't get into her shop because of the damage, but she came out anyway.
It's a very close-knit little community, too. I mean, we all support each other and, you know, keep in really close contact with each other.
Already, a local pub has set up a fundraiser, and the local business advisory group is collecting money to help people who won't return to work for a while. Sarah Cohn, the mom, surveys the devastation, but says it could have been so much worse.
I feel so lucky right now, because if it had been in the middle of the day, it would have been just devastating for the human loss.
Perhaps nowhere was that felt as strongly as at the elementary school a few blocks away, where the children assembled on the playground in the shape of a giant heart. Monica Spain, KPLU News.